Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Good morning, folks. I sure want this to be your best year ever. Coach Joyce here, and I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Cynthia Collins, her friends, her family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide, certainly our loyal listeners. So welcome to the show, and sit back and get ready to take notes, because we have the great Dr. Collins with us today.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Show today, folks. Coach Joyce here. We have with us the extraordinary Dr. Cynthia Collins. Why wait? W-E-I-G-H-T. Why wait to lose weight? That is the question. Dr. Collins, with a PhD in health psychology, wants you to know and understand the importance of being healthy and fit. Nutrition and fitness is a key ingredient in having good health and a sound mind. Jim Rohn said, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. Thomas Edison said, the doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition. Dr. Collins is a registered dietitian. She has a certified specialty in oncology. She is an excellent health counselor and motivator. Let her teach you and inspire you to get on the path to a healthy and happy lifestyle. The time is now. Coach Joyce here. I ask, if not now, when? Dr. Collins, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Joyce. The pleasure is mine. Nice to hear from you again.
Always good to speak to you on and off the air. Where do you want to start?
That's right.
Why wait to lose weight?
You know, I'd like to start with a short definition, actually, and I just describe and explain what weight is, because we're bombarded with messages about our weight these days. You know, we're underweight, we're overweight, how weight is going to affect our health, and really a lot of the media about how we need to look as well. And I like the fact that your focus is on prevention of illness. I wonder if everybody understands why we're even always looking at what our weight is. You know, the weight is just a marker. When you get on the scale and you see the pounds that you are, that's actually your body mass. And I think a lot of the patients I talk to wonder why that's so important. As long as they're comfortable, what difference does it make? And it turns out that the body mass or the weight, the pounds you are, just gives us an idea of an indication of the health that's going on within your system, within all your different organs, for example, having to do with heart disease and things like that. And we used to say that you had to have a certain weight for your height, but we've gotten away from that now, and we're looking at something else that I think a lot of our listeners probably know about, called the BMI, which is actually your body composition. So we're not even so interested in your pounds, what your number is, 150, 210. It's even more about what is the body weight made of, how much of that body mass is muscle versus also your fat. So that's really what's important about weight. I just wanted to explain that first to our listeners before we get going.
I think that was important. That's an excellent question, which I appreciate. If I feel good the way I am, I'm feeling wonderful, why is my weight so important? So that was a good way to lead, because that's a great question.
Okay. So two things we want to talk about, and it's on the negative side, you know, what is the problem with not being a good weight? And then after that, I want to switch over to everything that's positive about having a healthy weight, because I really like to approach things from the positive end instead. And no, I want to know more about why it's so great to be a healthy weight. I don't focus as much on why I shouldn't be, you know, an unhealthy weight. But let's get the negative over first, if you don't mind. One of the things that I find really interesting, and this was reported recently in the Huffington Post, was that individuals who are overweight but not obese have the least likelihood or the lowest risk of death. And I wonder how many people realize that, that when you are a little bit on the overweight side but not when you're obese, you actually live longer. You have a longevity on your side. And if you're too low, if you're under 18, then you actually have a higher risk of death. So I think, you know, a lot of us want to live a nice long life, and we'll get into living a nice, healthy long life in a minute. But just knowing that even your longevity, the length of time that you're here, could have a lot to do with your weight, I think is very important.
It's absolutely important. It's all important. And, folks, we urge you to listen carefully to the show. As I said earlier, you might want to take notes. It is designed to impact your life, your health, in a very positive way.
So after the idea of longevity, we do need to look at the fact that being in the overweight condition, and especially in the obese condition, is associated with certain illnesses. In other words, you are more likely to, not necessarily, but especially with certain genetics, you're more likely to have heart disease, diabetes. Certain cancers are related to the overweight condition, like colon cancer and even breast cancer. You also are at risk for gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis, which can be very debilitating, and even things like gout and sleep apnea. So your everyday life, as well as where you're heading as far as having a difficult chronic illness, can have a lot to do with your weight that you are today. And let me just say it right now also, it's never too late. Even if you spend a number of years in the overweight condition, when you do lose weight down to a healthier weight, you change your risk factor. You actually change your chances of having those illnesses, and sometimes you can even correct some of the aspects of illnesses, even diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes. Are you aware of the fact that with type... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that you made a very good point that I really want to make sure it's emphasized. A lot of people think I'm too old, it's too late for this. I really want you to stress that you can start anytime, right here, right now. It's so much better than not starting at all.
Yeah, that's so true. And I was going to say, I wonder how many people are aware of the fact that, for example, with type 2 diabetes, where it has a lot to do with having extra fat on your body, which gives you insulin resistance, that if you lose some of that weight, you can actually correct the issue of having an elevated blood sugar. So I've dealt with many patients who have lowered their blood sugar, and they've been able to even come off medication that's designed for type 2 diabetes. The same thing with heart disease. There are certain diseases that take a long time to really manifest, like with heart disease and how it affects your arteries. You need to have an unhealthy diet and be overweight for a pretty long period of time before you're really in a lot of trouble. So as soon as you back off the unhealthy eating, get some exercise, eat correctly, as well as lose weight, you've now changed your future. You've actually changed your risk of living with these illnesses, as well as change the ability for those illnesses to progress simply by correcting your weight. So I think, you know, it's really important for us to look at our weight. I don't want everyone to obsess over their daily weight, but it's so important to know that you're really affecting your future health that way.
Well, we know that because you just told us. So I want you folks, as you reflect on all of this and you're thinking, well, I will follow what's being said here. I'll get started. I'll start tomorrow, next week. As you're listening, I want you to ask yourself the question, if not now, when?
Right. And, you know, let me speak to that as well. So that's the WAIT part of our talk, right? Why wait? And I think it's important to know that you'll feel better right away when you start losing weight, because there's a really strong association with being overweight and depression and anxiety, both. So individuals who are exercising, we have a lot of studies that measure a large group of people who are exercising and have depression. They are self-reporting that they have depression, and they're also measured for it. Then you'll have a nice big group where they don't do any exercise. Those individuals who do exercise and also drop weight, so actually looking at the factor of weight, have a lowered amount of depression. And I've talked to people one-on-one, and just from losing weight, they feel better about themselves. Their self-esteem is better, and they feel healthier, and their sense of depression is much less heavy. They're able to overcome their depressed feelings and get back into the world and feel good about themselves. So it's not even about a future risk of heart disease or a future risk of diabetes. It's also just for feeling better in your day-to-day life. So I'm really impressed with how much correction of weight can also then correct depression. I think that's a really important thing for people to think about. Just try it and see if you feel better.
That's a good equivalency on depression, because so many people are depressed and they're not going to connect it to weight. I'm depressed because of the direction of my country. I'm depressed because I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I'm depressed for this reason, that reason, the other reason. So even equating it to weight making a difference is very interesting.
You know, depression and weight is kind of a vicious cycle. A lot of people, when they are depressed, either undereat or overeat. So in that aspect, the depression can even make the weight situation worse. And don't forget that being underweight can be an unhealthy condition as well. So, and I do have a specialty of dealing with people who are underweight. I have a new client right now who simply cannot put weight on. And before everybody says, oh, to be so lucky, please realize it's just as difficult to put weight on a thin body as it is to take weight off somebody who's overweight. But I think it's so important to know that the depression could lead you to having an unhealthy weight. And then, of course, you know, the unhealthy weight leads you to feeling more depressed. So there's the vicious cycle. If you can get a hold of that and find what works for you, which we're going to talk about, I hope, in the second half of the show today about how to get started and why not to wait on things or how long you should wait, I think it's so important to know that you're going to help your depression. And that brings me to some other studies, which are called quality of life studies. In these studies, they actually ask the patients how everything in their life is going. How are their relationships? How do they feel about work, family, community, their own personal feelings about themselves and the world? And they actually get to rate that the quality of life for them is high or low or somewhere in between. And when people who maintain a correct BMI, which was that body mass index that I mentioned earlier, they tend to have a higher quality of life scale as well. In other words, they think their life has higher quality in every arena when they are a correct weight. And I think that that's a really important point. Not that you have to wait until you get to your special weight to make life good, but just know that that's part of the package. So a really important part of the package to having a high quality of life, to feeling good about every aspect of your life, is also maintaining a healthy weight. That's why weight is so important.
Yes, and these connections, it's like a beautiful tapestry, and each is a part unto its own when you put the colors in, and then when it's all complete and how they mesh together, you get the whole picture.
Can I add one more thing to that tapestry? For those who are having a sexual life, there are a lot of studies out there showing that they have a much healthier and satisfactory sexual life when they feel that they are at their healthy weight as well. So I found
very
that pretty
good point and a
well.
Great incentive. Sex is always a great incentive.
Of course. You know, it also, by the way, can boost your immune system. I don't know if everybody realizes that as well.
So
some very cool studies done looking at the
much
immune
of what
system
you're saying people
and
don't
after
realize.
Sexual activity. Right.
So,
all right, so
I think,
can we move in? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like that we're going to talk about goals, having a plan, getting started now, because that's all a really important point. When people listen to these shows, oftentimes, I agree, I get it. I'm just not ready now. I'll get to it. So these things are all very important on the pathway to health success.
Okay, so first, let me start with what I call a few disclaimers. A lot of people get very frustrated because they think maybe others don't understand that their weight actually is not just overeating. So it is true that overeating can cause you to have, obviously, a high weight, right, for you to be overweight. But there are a lot of other reasons for having sort of a propensity or a likelihood to carry more weight on your body. One is genetics, of course. That can have a lot to do with whether you're able to keep a healthy weight or not, because it also affects your metabolism. But so do certain medications. Certain medications have a side effect of causing you to hold more weight on the body. Going into menopause slows the metabolic rate. Having less activity yourself. Like, that's why these Fitbits and other things that people are using to count their steps are so important, because the more activity you have, the least likely you are to be overweight. But even conditions of the thyroid, insulin resistance, certain hormonal conditions. So I'm not discounting any of those other factors that affect weight. They're very, very important. There's even a theory about overweight called the set point theory. And you'll relate to this as I do. Everybody relates to this. And that's the idea that genetically your body is already pretty much pre-programmed to be a certain weight. So no matter what you do, it keeps going back to that weight. And don't you find that to be true? You might lose 5 pounds, suddenly you gain back 6. Because it's almost as if your body is just determined to stay at a particular weight. So there's a lot of evidence that there's some truth behind that. But it doesn't mean the story is over. Because even if you are genetically programmed to be a set point, you can still overcome that. But you have to do it with activity, exercise, a certain way of eating. So you're never totally off the hook, but it's important to understand and really, really give yourself some credit for knowing the other things in your life that might be causing your body to hold weight. And the other thing I'm going to say might surprise a lot of our listeners. I don't really think you should rush right into a weight program. I actually believe the WAIT part of our weight, you know, actually weighting, sometimes is important, and here's why. There's a lot of evidence that yo-yo dieting, where somebody's weight goes up and down because they try Weight Watchers, then they try Celsius, then they try the no-carb diet, they lose weight, gain it back, lose weight, gain it back, that that's actually a very unhealthy thing for your body. That really is not a good idea to impulsively start a drastic weight loss program that you know you're never going to stay on. It's not healthy at all to drop a lot of weight and then regain. So the gallbladder issues that we've seen from that can be very serious. It causes a lot of very acute and chronic gallbladder issues to do that. So it's never a good idea to just jump on something. And you know what else? It's very depressing to lose weight and then gain it back. I've even worked with several patients who've had gastric bypass surgery, which is a very drastic means of losing weight, and then gain 100 or more pounds back on their body. It's very depressing to continually lose and regain. So waiting until you know you have the right program in place is probably not a bad idea. Make sure you're ready. Later on, if anyone's interested, I'll go into what we call the stages of change. And there's only one stage where you're actually ready to change. You know, you could be in contemplation and thinking about changing, but until you're truly ready, you probably shouldn't institute any real different activities and things like that, because you need to make sure, first of all, that it fits into your lifestyle, that it's something that you're really going to continue to do. That's why I recommend that strongly that people find a life coach such as yourself, a dietitian such as myself, somebody maybe with a psychology background, like I do have health psychology. There are a lot of dietitians and health coaches and other individuals out there that are well-equipped to help you find the right thing for you, you know, what actually fits into your lifestyle. Because it's not only ineffective sometimes to try somebody else's idea of what works for your life, but it's also really unhealthy to put yourself down that path. So have you also worked, and I know you're a life coach, so you've worked with this issue with other people?
I have, but it fits in a lot with any kind of goal, almost. I do send them to specialists on nutrition and all of that, so that's not my area as a life coach. But it does fit in with any kind of goal. Why make the commitment until you're absolutely ready? Because you don't want to disappoint yourself. You don't want to start and fail and start and fail. So even though I'll send them to people like you, Dr. Collins, I just say make sure you're ready and then go for it, because it is depressing. Go for it, lose 5 pounds, gain back 10, as you said earlier before. You were quite right about that.
You know, another piece to that, and that is, I think, I like how you mentioned, you know, medication is not always the answer. I think, and I know it's kind of something everybody says these days, but I think it's so true that we're all looking for the quick fix and the easy thing where it's going to work right away. I'm always amazed at how many patients come back to me even 3 days or 10 days on a special way of eating that we've designed that works for them, and they say nothing's happening. You know, your body mass does not change that fast typically. If you lose weight that fast, it's rare. It's not going to happen for long, and it also sometimes can be a serious health condition. You need to give your system a good month before you're sure that it's the right way and that that's the way you're going to lose weight. These quick weight loss diets are never, never a good way to change your lifestyle. They're just not something that you can plan to stick with for a long time, and you're not going to be in a way of keeping the weight off, you know, keeping yourself at a healthy weight. So I would also suggest when somebody starts on a new program, wait for the response. Don't expect things to happen so fast. In fact, what would be more important to me in my mind is enjoy what you're doing. Actually learn to enjoy your food. Learn to enjoy the way you're eating, whether it's cooking or not. Learn to enjoy your exercise. And I know a lot of people are laughing at that because they hate exercise, but you need to find something you like that you actually feel good about, especially if it makes you feel better as far as depression, anxiety. Get with a group where you enjoy the socializing. I mean, there's so many things to do. First, really enjoy doing the change in your lifestyle, then get on the scale and see if it's affecting your weight. And don't get discouraged if you hit a plateau, because there's always one more thing to do. If you lose some weight and you hit a plateau, there are a number of different mechanisms and strategies out there that will work to keep the weight coming off and then maintain your appropriate weight as well.
And you're right. With all the choices that we're faced with, it's important to stop, reflect, and choose the right one.
I think that's so important. And you don't have to achieve, let's say you need to lose even 50 pounds. You don't need to celebrate only when you reach 50 pounds. Celebrate 5 and then encourage yourself again when you lose another 5 and then reward yourself when you lose even another 3. I mean, you have to really reward and encourage yourself all the way, not just when you reach the very end goal.
Yes, and that'll keep you in the game, the rewards and feeling good about yourself. Absolutely right. Another way to feel really good about yourself is to listen to this show every day. Get motivated, get inspired, be positive, and hear in the very own words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is why you should be listening to this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we invite you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you will automatically become one of our loyal listeners. You will get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. Archived 24/7 for your convenience. I have a couple of people that called in. Let us see. They're really not in the host queue. They may just be there because they want to listen. 772-418, and that would be Carrie. Would you like to ask a question or make a comment to Dr. Collins?
Yes. My name is Rose. And I have a question. I've been doing the yo-yo diet for probably 20 years, and I've noticed that definitely I can attest that when I do lose the weight, I definitely have more energy, and I'm definitely more sexually active. So I can definitely attest to that. I love listening to Cindy every time she's on the radio, and thank you, Joyce, for always having her. But I just have a question. When you were talking about the gallbladder disease with with the yo-yo dieting. Can you explain a little bit more?
So yo-yo dieting is actually where people diet and they lose weight and then regain it and then do another diet or the same diet again, lose weight, and maybe within another month or so regain it. And that's why they call it yo-yo, like it's going up and down and up and down. And when your body goes through weight gain and then weight loss and weight gain and weight loss, it actually affects your system. You know, that's another thing I'm not sure if individuals realize. When you do change your weight, you're changing how your heart functions, how your liver functions, how your intestines function. You're affecting all the functions in your body. So when they do these studies, they gather people who are doing what they call yo-yo dieting, meaning they have lost and gained back and lost and gained back, and they look to see what their incidence of certain diseases are. And one of them I mentioned is gallbladder disease. So they're more likely to have a gallbladder attack as well as need gallbladder removal and have just issues associated with the gallbladder. That really has a lot to do with the intolerance to eating fat. The other thing that they're seeing in association with now is heart disease. So it's not just an idea that, you know, it's uncomfortable to gain and lose and or lose and gain and lose and gain, but it really is unhealthy for you. You're better off losing the weight at a slow increment, a small amount of weight over time. You know, dietitians are always telling patients you don't want to lose more than a pound a week. And that's because it's just a rule of thumb. It's just a way to help people slow down and be okay with weight loss. But it's not only just not doing more than a pound a week, it's watching yourself over time, over weeks and months, to make sure you don't have big jumps in your weight down and then a big gain back. It's very unhealthy for your system and can put you at risk for heart disease. So everyone should just slow down, be patient, and watch the weight drop off as you have a healthy lifestyle. That's the way I put it, and I know it sounds kind of euphemistic, but I really mean it. I think that you need to enjoy the healthy lifestyle and also then watch as your weight comes off, because you're less likely to gain it back. And
okay,
if you're eating a way you like, I don't know what kind of diet you've chosen, but there should be a way of eating that you're going to continue, not just to lose the weight, right? Are you doing that?
I'm trying to. I am trying to have salads. I try to add different things to it. I like mushrooms, quinoa. I add some, you know, carrots and sunflower seeds. I enjoyed that. And I usually have that for lunch and then dinner. I like salmon. I hear that the wild-caught salmon is excellent, so I've been eating that.
Okay, that sounds very healthy. So you're eating all very healthy foods, and then the other thing that, of course, I know you must already know to look at is how much of each item you're eating. So those are the two things we always need to look at for weight, not only what we're eating, what's in the diet, but then the volume or the amount, that it's the appropriate amount for your body.
Oh, okay.
And as long as your weight is coming down or maintaining, then that's how you know it's appropriate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Did you say your name is Carrie? Is your name Carrie?
No, my name is Rose. No, my name
is Rose. Oh,
Rose.
Because I know you called in the last time Dr. Collins was on, and I had that number with the name Carrie. So I thought you said something. And where are you, in Florida?
Yes, I am. I'm in Boynton Beach.
Okay, thanks for calling in again.
Thank you.
Dr. Collins, anything else to Rose that I thought was Carrie?
Well, I think, brings up an idea that I had forgotten about that I mentioned for others too. That is that, you know, if somebody says to me, well, you know, I do everything I think I should do, but I can never lose weight. My weight stays right here, let's say like at 170, no matter what I do. Then I say, well, what you're doing is just right for that weight. And they will say, well, how do I know? Well, the way you know is that if your weight is stable at a certain way of eating and living, then that must be keeping that weight, the fact that it stays stable. So sometimes just changing it up is what you need to do. So your body will adjust to what you're doing. That's why some people hit a plateau when they're trying to lose weight, because the body actually adjusts to what they're doing. So very often you're not losing weight by choosing certain foods. You're losing weight by changing how much of the food you're eating. Does that make sense? You know, if you're staying at a certain weight, then you must be doing everything right to keep that weight. So you need to change what you're doing.
Okay. Well, thank you very
Rose, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Is there a Carrie at that number also?
Yes, that's my granddaughter.
Oh, so I did get it right. Your granddaughter called in. So I had a record of that, so I just assumed it was the same person. That would explain it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
both
welcome.
For
Have
being
a
fan of Dr.
Thank
Collins.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Collins, I just want to let the folks remind the folks that we had a great show on July 21 called Motivation to Move with Dr. Collins, the other piece to the puzzle about exercise. So I invite you folks to listen to that show as well. I just want to say this from me. I decided to take an aerobics class. I bent, twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for half an hour. But by the time I got my tights on, the class was over. I just wanted to bring a little humor into the world of fitness and nutrition.
Well, you never know what can be a workout. Sometimes just getting to the car is a workout, right? Getting your groceries into the house. In fact, all that really does count. If you use a Fitbit, you'll see that every bit of activity is counting. So,
So, folks, I just want to remind you that show is in archives as well, July 21, Motivation to Move. And this show, if you're finding it interesting, powerful, uplifting, and helpful, tell your friends to listen as well. We are always archived, all shows. And if you type in on the homepage of Joyce Barry and Friends, Dr. Cindy or Cynthia Collins, all her shows will come up. So that one, it goes hand in hand like a glove with this one on nutrition and weight. Back to you, Dr. Collins.
You know, listening to the questions made me think of another thing. I'm running right now something I call Healthy Weight Program. And it's not just for losing weight. It's for some individuals simply maintaining a healthy weight, because that's not always easy either. And I think I'm now meeting more and more people who have found something that they like, a way of eating, maybe it's Weight Watchers, who knows what they're following, and a way of exercising. But now they're worried, they're concerned that they can even keep their weight where it is, because it's so easy to start gaining weight again. And I find that one of the things that seems to work best is actually something that we do in psychology, and that's looking at your self-image. It takes some time and it takes a certain way of doing it, but if you can envision yourself at a different weight, if you can envision yourself healthier, you can even envision yourself, imagine yourself doing the things you need to do, eating the things you need to do, you're so much more likely to do it. We actually spend a good hour meditating and trying to envision ourselves the way we want to be. And we use some other sort of meditative processes like vision boards and things like that in the class, because there's no point in launching a new program for yourself unless you're sure you can see yourself doing it. If you're just there thinking about it or reading about it or promising yourself to do it, or like you're saying, doing the workout just to get ready to do it, you know, you really have to be able to envision yourself at this other weight. I think that's a really big piece to it. It's really for setting any goal, I'm sure that's important. Is that right, to be able to envision the goal?
Yes, and I love that you talked about vision boards. I, for one, do it in a different way. Instead of vision boards, I have tons of journals, beautiful journals. You look at the covers, they just make you feel good in looking at them. And then I have my collection of quotes. I cut out my favorite quotes wherever I see them, and I paste them on different pages where the quote fits the goal. And that's what inspires me. I have absolutely powerful, positive images of that which I want. So instead of a board, it's in a host of books. Every book I have that I keep journals on, calendars in, I have the most beautiful quotes there and the vision of that which I want.
That sounds really beautiful. Anyway, any kind of vision board or envisioning those things that are also deeper in the heart, as well as the things that you believe in principles, and then if they're associated with weight, it would be a great way to approach this, I think. not just knowing that you want to be a certain weight or hearing your doctor tell you you should get to a certain weight, but actually envisioning for yourself a healthier life and a way to get there. That really would be the most inspiring, I think, and motivating way to actually get going, you know, stop waiting and put it all into place. I think that's a great idea.
That's why we say, why wait? And if not now, when? This also, on a fun note, everyone thinks that a woman's dream is to find the perfect man. They're wrong, because a woman's dream is to eat a lot without getting fat.
Yes, I can relate to that. We all want to eat what we want. You know, what about this idea of food being good and bad? What's off-limits and on-limits? You think maybe it's more about moderation and how much you eat? Do you think there's certain foods you should never touch, that they're too related to gaining weight?
I think both are important. It's what works for individual, for each individual. We know that they both work, but everyone is different, and everyone has different feelings about food. Like you said, some eat to be happy, some eat when they're sad. For me, I love eating. It's one of my favorite things to do, so I can eat anytime. I just really enjoy food.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you bring up another really interesting point, mindfulness with eating. Know how it is that you eat. Do you eat for sadness? Do you eat for boredom? Are you eating just to be social? Are you eating because you feel you have to eat or need to eat that certain food? Or are you eating when you're happy? You know, there's a lot of eating. A lot of weight comes on right after a new marriage, for example, because people are just too happy, you know, so... A lot of partners come to see me, and now suddenly they're gaining weight. And I tell them, you're too happy. That's the problem. So if you know yourself, if you're mindful about eating and really understand what's motivating you to eat, and like you said, what's motivating you to eat what you eat, comfort foods can be a big issue for a lot of people. I actually usually advise that people keep their comfort foods. That could be tea. It could be ice cream, chips. It could be soup. You know, whatever brings you comfort, it's only when you start depriving yourself of comfort foods, I think, that they become a bigger vicious cycle, a bigger problem. It's just a matter of how often you eat your comfort foods and how much you eat of them. I don't see anything wrong, for example, with having a chamomile tea or, you know, having something that is comfort to you. It's the awareness, I think, that's most important, knowing why you're eating what you eat. And a certain amount of time, you should be eating because it's good for you. So that's another super important point.
We've all heard some people eat to live and others live to eat. We've all heard that one. And you can ask yourself, folks, which category are you in? I'm going to go to the board for a second also. This person may or may not want to share because not in the host queue. 407-718, is that you, Krista? Would you like to share something, ask a question, make a comment?
Well, I've been listening, and it's very interesting because I am a person whose weight has pretty much remained steady for many years. When I was younger, I was very thin, and I had a low weight, even though I ate a lot of food.
Excuse me, Krista, do you have a radio or something on in the background? Because we're hearing you and tremendous noise in the background. Do you have someone there or something going on?
Yes, let me step outside. Just a minute.
Krista called in last show, too, but didn't choose to speak.
Is this better?
Please, thank you.
Better? Well, when I was young, I had very low weight. Not very low weight, but I couldn't gain weight, even though I ate a lot of food. And as I've aged, I find that I have a pretty steady weight, but I do watch what I eat. I try the very best I can to eat healthy. I sport now and then, but it seems like as long as I exercise and eat well, then my weight is maintained. But I'm like a lot of what Cindy said, I have to watch what I eat. I have to exercise. I have to maintain a healthy attitude towards food and not just try to indulge anything I really want.
So are you saying, if you don't mind my interjecting, that you used to be naturally very thin? Are you saying that as you were aging, that maybe, or maybe after having children, I'm not sure what your situation was, that now weight is something that you do have to monitor, whereas before maybe you didn't need to monitor it?
Yeah, I do monitor it, yes, now, more so than I did. Now I monitor where if it gets over a certain level, then I say, okay, you're not exercising enough, you're eating too much fat, you're not eating correctly, and I will monitor, and I will just start watching what I eat more carefully, and it comes down. But it's not
okay,
something
so,
that I've really ever had to worry about. But I do monitor it in a sense, but it's not a large amount,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it sounds like you're the person that so many people wish they could be, and that is that their weight responds to changes. You know, a lot of people, they say, I'm eating differently, I'm exercising, but my weight's not changing, and it's very frustrating. It's great that your metabolism is still responding to what you do. And I'd like to ask you a question. I wonder if you say when you see your weight going up, then you change what you're doing. But do you also actually feel better either psychologically or just feel better about yourself when you're at the better weight? Do you notice any difference there?
Yes, I notice the difference a lot in my thoughts about myself, about my psychology, because when I get to the higher weight, I feel more sluggish. I am more bloated. I don't want to do as much. But as I start forcing myself to do something to move, then the weight will start moving down, and I feel better. Having a lower weight, you just feel more positive about yourself. Yes.
Very interesting. Do you have any kind of conditions that also feel better as well? I don't know if you have any heart conditions or anything, diabetes or anything like that.
Not that I've noticed. I do have some arthritis, but I've not noticed as to whether that responds to the lower weight. I haven't noticed. It's not severe enough that I monitor that. But I do eat healthy. Like I will eat healthy fats. And that kind of thing. And I will indulge in ice cream, but I do notice that if I indulge in ice cream every night for 3 or 4 weeks, then the weight starts piling on again. So we'll have to cut it back. But I've never had to, with my metabolism, I've never been obese. I've never had to watch it.
Okay.
But I still have to watch it just like everybody else, even though I'm at a low weight, because for health purposes, because if I get to the higher weight, and I'm not as healthy. I can tell it in my body.
Okay. You're making a really excellent point, too, actually. One that I really was trying to stress earlier is that we all need to be aware of our body and how it feels, and it sounds like you really are. You can tell, and you're very aware of how you feel when your weight is at different places, and also you change your behavior. But the other thing is, you know, most people think unless you're obese, weight's not really important. And I'm really happy that you're pointing out that even when you are a pretty normal weight, you're not really overweight, even when you just have changes in weight in the normal weight range of BMI, it's still important for your health. And, you know, you can have very thin people that have serious heart disease. We have people who are even fit that are not as fit as they need to be, and they don't overcome diabetes and thyroid issues and things like that that they're genetically programmed for. So, and even cancer. Cancer can also be something that can still show up, but we know that you can stay in remission from cancer by maintaining a healthy weight. So it's not always just the obese condition, you know, that is something that we need to be concerned about. So I appreciate, thank you for sharing that even at a lower weight, the weight is still very important.
Well,
thank you for calling in, Krista. Well, we need to move on as we're winding down here. So I appreciate the call in and keep listening to our shows. And you can, folks, check out the last show, Motivation to Move, as well. I want to use this time to get a little bit more into a plan and goals and getting people into this headset. I think that's very important. You can have all the information. How do you get people motivated to start now?
You know, I think a little bit of letting them off the hook. Like, I really don't want anyone to think, oh, I have such an urgent need, I need to be impulsive and just buy the latest book or the newest thing on TV or what my neighbor is doing that worked for her or him. I really think it's so important to get with a health coach or a dietitian or somebody who has been through this situation before and slowly design what's best for you. Because this is not just with one aim to immediately lose weight. This is with an aim of changing your life into a healthy lifestyle. And learn how to envision what you really want, just like if you're planning anything else about your life. Make it that important to yourself, and don't go on immediate deprivation. In my mind, that's one of the biggest traps that a lot of people fall into, and that is saying, I can't eat that like it used to be. I can't eat baked potatoes, or now I can't eat, you know, I can't eat this kind of food or that kind of fat. And rather than focusing on what you can't do or what you should be supposedly depriving yourself of, why not focus on what you should be eating? So switch that whole thing around to, what foods do I need to eat? And there are so many books out there that can help you with that. Or you can even call the American Dietetic Association. They'll tell you who in your area is a dietitian that does consulting. There are many ways to get good information about what you should be eating. I promise you, when you start eating the right and the right amount, and start moving, the weight will naturally come off. And if you have a condition like thyroid condition or maybe type 2 diabetes, and you need a little extra nudge or an extra effort to get the weight to come off, then you need an expert. And I really believe that rather than listening to everybody else or what's on TV, you should go find an expert that you can talk one-on-one with. But go at a slow pace. Make sure you're ready.
Dr. Collins, is there a way people can reach you if they want to make an appointment, if they want to connect with you in any way?
Yes, they can go to my website, which is www.creationbalance. You run the two words together, just CreationBalanca, so creationbalance.com. And on the website, it outlines who I am, what I do, what the it gives the price of seeing me for a variety of, you know, number of hours or times, or what you need, whether it's stress along with weight loss, and just email me from that site and get started. And if I'm not the right person for you, I'll refer you to someone else. But I can design a program that's individualized for you, one that fits your needs specifically.
And, folks, the website, again, creationbalance.com. When are you going to go check out that website? When are you going to start your nutrition program? When are you going to start to get fit? Why wait to lose weight to get fit? And for those of you who answer that with someday, I will get to it, I promise. I've been a coach for decades, Coach Joyce here. I have heard that way too many times. So for those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist.
Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and Sunday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And folks, once again, to connect with Cindy, go to creationbalance.com. My official website is joycebarrie.com. You might want to check that out also. I am a life coach, a tremendous inspiration to people, because I always stay upbeat and positive, and I want to pass that on to you. Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. You'll find out about my seminar programs and my coaching, and you will see countless endorsements from all over the country, people that have worked with me or been in my seminars, and here are just a few I want to share with you.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. In the subject line, put weight, WEIGHT, Dr. Collins, so I'll know what show inspired you to contact us. Let us know what shows you want to hear, any comments about our guests, our topics. We love hearing from our listeners. Dr. Collins, what message do you want to leave people with?
Well, first, also, thank you for the humor. I just got the biggest laugh out of your commercial. I don't know where you found the impersonators, but that is so, so clever. And so maybe I want to tell everyone, don't leave out humor, you know, in your life when you're talking about weight. But on a serious side, remember, weight is just a marker of wellness. It's a marker of how well you are. So work on it. Get it to where you'd like it to be, but do it when you're ready. And get ready fast. Don't wait any longer. Make sure you're ready, but definitely get ready soon. That's my message.
And they need a dietitian like you to motivate them to get ready. Isn't that true?
And I will do it, yes, and there will be a lot of humor, and we'll have a good time.
Yes, and you are fabulous to work with. I will attest to that. That humor from the celebrities was provided to us by Kirk Fitzpatrick. He provides the humor in the show, the closing song, and so much more. Kudos to Kirk Fitzpatrick. So if you are getting the message, please ask yourself the question, if not now, when?
Joyce Barrie and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem
an original by yours truly, is entitled If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
A very heartfelt thank you to our great guest, Dr. Collins. Love having you on the show. And folks know she will be on a regular basis. She always has so much information to make a difference in your life. And folks, I want to leave you with this special prayer. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And yes, humor should be everywhere in your life. It makes your life so much better when there's fun in it. So we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.